same rules.
I agree. Like, there's so much technical stuff to
every
dance.
Time. But every time you watch a different football match, are there different rules?
The issue I give
answer
you,
my question.
No, no, there's not different rules.
Exactly. Answer her question.
Bum bum dee dum bum bum dee da. I'm stuck in this limbo because I don't know how the song goes except from bum bum.
You can't
dee-dum,
keep doing that.
Is it a song?
Related.
Yeah.
I just thought you were doing a random.
I'm hoping
tune
that was so monotone and awful that they can't copyright that. But
well, maybe they can. We have just had the most mental day. I know that we did an emergency podcast just now that went out last week, but we're just to address it, we are still here recording that next podcast that we mentioned in the other one. But just
what
to
did
again
you just say,
we basically thanks so much because we sold out the live podcast
that
in
is actually kind of
minutes.
Crazy. I'm actually seriously thinking about it now, and that's crazy.
It's a lot of people
because I didn't actually know like everything until you guys told me like 2 minutes ago, and now it's kind of sinking in.
Makes
it was
feel
quick
real, doesn't it?
Yeah,
it's crazy.
And do you know what I thought as well? So many people would have been either at work or at school at 10 a.m. like, mm-hmm. don't get me wrong, I do not want to throw anyone under the bus here, but I do not see how 10 a.m is a good time to release tickets. that feels like, I mean,
on a weekend,
listen,
maybe.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not a ticket salesperson, so I'm sure whoever authorized that knows what they're doing. But I was just sat there going, everyone's in school. Like, maybe people's parents are buying
because
the tickets.
I
or
couldn't come to see. Because
what?
Good English.
What just happened?
Not everyone that watches this is in school.
No, true, or at work.
It's
is
a wide
my
audience.
Point. At work, at work. Yeah. But what were you going to say?
What did you
because
say?
Mum said that you were talking about, like, telling me, even though I was in school, and she was like, no, she has to have an education.
I'll be honest, I tried to pull Tilly out of school. I was like, I called Mum and I was like, so can we please take Tilly out of school? Mainly because we needed to record all of this and get it out, you know, this evening. And I was just like, for the love of God, can we just please, you know, say she's ill or something? I know that's technically not allowed, but for the sake of, you know, her
work.
Future career and work, and, you know, that's kind of what school's for anyway, not to get political. But I just thought, you know, we could take her out for an afternoon just to get all this done. I was
we
told
missed
no
2 years of school.
I know we did, but we got real reasons, I guess, even though this is a very real reason.
This is a real reason.
I was gonna
he didn't
say
yeah
he didn't
but,
don't
but,
listen to him.
Well I just more mean like, we when we used to travel, we would like go somewhere, so we had to be somewhere. Like, me getting you home, I guess, is a different argument, which
I guess, but
it's annoying though, because this is, if anything, one of the
work.
Most important things we've done in a very long time. Like, it's so
the
exciting
thing I've ever done.
Is the 6th of wait, is the 6th of September not a school day for
no,
her?
No,
it's a Saturday.
Yeah.
Tactical,
otherwise, there would have been
stuff.
Loads of people that couldn't come.
Also, welcome back to the 14 Again podcast. Thank you so much for watching. I'm Harvey, that's Max, and that's Tilly over there. She is 14, and we are
I
not.
Forget that I'm 14, you know.
Are you still feeling 13?
Not again.
Not again?
No.
So where are you at with your
I've remembered
mental age?
Now, but like, when I don't know, like, when I had my birthday, I feel like there was so much going on that week that I forgot I was actually turning a different age.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So it didn't sink into me that I was... if people say, oh, how old are you? I say, 14.
I mean, you were blinded for a good portion of your birthday week.
Imagine how different life would be if we all just aged without any time boundary around it. How do you think, like, everyone... Because, you know...
Is this
just
a good time to say,
take
shut
away...
up?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes. But, like, take away birthdays. Take
I know
away
what you
ages.
Mean now. No one had
everyone
an
is just aging.
Yeah.
Quite an interesting concept.
Well, because that would just really, like,
people,
it would stress me out.
Some people naturally look younger. So those
exactly,
people would be
if
like...
Like, if I'm like, I don't know how much older than me you are.
Yeah.
And also, no, I can't, never mind.
Well, go on. We'll screen
okay,
it, if
just,
it.
I was just going to say, like, for people and stuff. Like,
no, you make an excellent point.
Blimey. So,
hey, that's something I have to go through the world thinking about.
Yeah,
as a teenage
no.
girl.
You're absolutely right. And as a teenage girl who absolutely should and does care about her safety and security, that is without question a concern.
Yep.
And I'm glad you raised it. I'm wondering how we're going to... that we're gonna continue talking about this topic with it's fine. You've thrown a little curveball at us that now we have to think on our feet about.
Yeah,
a little
Harvey
bit.
And I didn't get to have a conversation about this one particularly. So
this wouldn't be said on the live podcast. If I have a thought, I'll just keep it to myself.
Yeah.
If you have a thought that you might think like you did, where you went, oh, maybe I can't say that. Definitely don't, and we'll save it for the next one maybe. Okay. just in case, but good call on that, and we'll maybe have to censor the word just in case.
Don't know, and I think we might be able to revisit this topic after we've had a discussion about how we visit this topic,
but on point of just what you said more specifically, you're right. Yeah. Not anyone having ages, or not having ages rather, creates that whole problem. Yes. Of yeah. people, you know, awful people getting away with whatever it is they want to get away with.
It makes jail harder because maybe that shouldn't be a thing, because you know, to go to prison, like you either go to like, what's it like, the juvenile center, yeah. or you go to actual prison.
Yeah, so then there'd be no ages for that either. So
we're
just
gonna
have to go.
We're gonna stick to the ages. I'm sorry.
But if you deep it, we're all just clumps of mass growing and aging. And
yes, who have implemented these sorts of ages and rules for reasons.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So actually, there is very good reason for all of that happening.
Yeah.
Now I've got to figure out a way to dig ourselves out of this hole. Tilly, I believe you said something about jelly cats.
Yes. Jelly cats have just
she
done...
She didn't, yeah. Not for yeah, them.
Before.
Jelly cats have done a new drop, which I actually really...
Jelly cat drop. Sorry.
You're so annoying.
I know.
Where's the spray?
Yeah, too far.
I can't reach it.
No,
yeah,
Tills.
Get him. Get him with the spray.
Foot down.
Oh, gosh. She means business.
That's mine. I don't know how... I need
Who's
to...
holding it?
Me. Ah! Motherfucker.
Well, this is just sad. His spray bottle doesn't work.
What has happened? Oh, look at that.
Can I talk about jelly cats
now? Oh, it's had like a build up. Anyway, let's do the jelly cat thing. It's kind of gross.
Basically, they've done this new drop, which is, I think it's kind of to do with summer. Like, there's like a treasure chest. There's goggles. The goggles are sick. I like the goggles.
Jelly cat.
Yeah, you can even put them on.
I'm actually impressed by that. I'm not going to lie. That's quite funny.
Palm tree, like coral. I'm not going to list it all, but it's like a nice summer collection. And because of that, a lot of like jelly cat stuff has been coming up on my TikTok.
Yeah.
And Jesus Christ, do people have big collections of jelly cats?
Yeah, it's a thing.
Like, they're so expensive as well.
And they've not even been around for that long, is the crazy thing. Obviously, it's been a decent amount of time.
Yeah.
Because you see other people's collections of, like, what is it, Cabbage Patch Kids and, you know, various other collectibles that went about. They've been around for decades, and a lot of that stuff has been passed down through families.
But the thing is, as well, is a lot of people's mums.
Yeah.
Like, and it's crazy because jelly cats, even the small ones... I saw Hannah Lowther. She was showing off her mum's jelly cat collection.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it was massive.
So I've got information.
It was a room full, may I just add.
Crazy. It was founded by Thomas Gataker in London in 1999.
Respect.
So it has been going for 26 years, which is...
Has jelly cats made it out of the UK?
Yeah,
yes, 100%.
Of course they have. They then expanded to Minneapolis in 2001.
Aren't they like everywhere now?
Yeah, they are. They're pretty big. And fair play to them, because...
I have got the total of 3 jelly cats. The popcorn one, the elephant one, and the one that I showed, the cinnamon roll?
Yeah, cinnamon roll.
Okay.
I've got at least 2 eggs, maybe 3.
Oh, I've got an egg.
I don't have a single jelly cat.
Yeah, no, they're pretty addictive. Oh, and I've got a pear as well.
Have you?
Yeah.
I didn't know you had that.
Pear jelly cat. Usually with jelly cats, I don't buy them. I just obtain them somehow.
I would like more, actually, because there are some very cute ones.
Are you just putting this out there for anyone? You know?
Well, no, I'm just saying, like, people's collections.
I'd like some jelly cats.
I don't think I'd ever go that big, but I think, like... For me, I'd like, I don't know. There's some really cute ones.
They're weirdly addictive. Yeah, because they're, what's an ugly one? Can you think of one?
I'm sorry. For me, the frog one is quite ugly.
Wait. We're getting up the frog jelly cat.
Oh, and there's also this like white one with like weird hair. But it's funny.
the frog. That's the best jelly cat I've ever seen in my life. That's so funny. Let me get this up.
I do love it. I just think like it's not one of the cute ones.
That is quite literally the best jelly cat. Let me full screen this. I mean, I could literally see this on the dashboard of Dobby's car. Look at that.
Hold on.
That's amazing.
Pass.
Well, what? Pass the laptop. I need that back, by the way. But no, I disagree with you wholeheartedly on you not liking the frog jelly cat. I was thinking that maybe... Do you know what those things called? Fuglies or whatever, where they like make really ugly versions of popular characters. Well,
there's a new one. There's those little bunnies that everyone's getting. You should know,
okay,
surely.
I've got some.
She wasn't listening.
What's that little bunny that everyone's getting that they're attaching to their handbags and stuff? The ugly...
Oh, I don't know what they're called, but they scare me.
Okay. Well, yeah,
it's a new thing.
Yeah. What have you pulled up?
I have got some of the ugly jelly cats, in my opinion.
Okay.
So let me...
Show me to read.
Let me click on this one. Hold on.
She's not very good at using a laptop, is Tilly. She's doing her best. Do you actually ever use a laptop? I mean, that doesn't even look like a jelly cat.
They are.
So that's what are they called? The fish lantern.
Pufferfish.
Lantern.
Oh, angelfish or anglerfish.
Angler, yeah. They are pretty bad.
I don't know that that's a jelly cat though.
It is.
I feel that doesn't look like a jelly cat to me.
There's this other one, but let me find it.
No, will take us forever.
It's
what's
like,
it called?
I don't know what it's called. It's like white and it has like its hair is like it like sticks up.
Hang on, white ugly jelly cat. Here's for the search. And then we'll move on swiftly because we have been talking about jelly cats for nearly 10 minutes.
Let me see.
I don't think it's...
Let me see.
Well,
I like that.
I do like this guy, but I don't think it's him that you were talking about. It's just like a ghost jelly cat.
See.
Hang on, we're turning it around, don't worry. This guy?
No, not that.
Not that guy. There was one that also didn't look like a jelly cat, but was terrifying. And it was... Where was he? This guy. I mean, maybe it was this one, actually, but he looks a bit... I don't know if he comes like this.
That's an owl, apparently.
This guy.
Not that.
Yeah. Anyway.
But the hair sticks up like that at the top.
Yeah, okay. Well, put it this way. Jelly cats seem to get most of it right.
A lot of people do actually go for the uglier ones, but they're like ugly cute.
Yeah.
So
I know what you mean.
All of them do well.
What is it with Italians?
Just say it. I don't even want to do this.
Why are they currently the pioneers of brain rot? Like they're leading the charge and I don't get it. Dobby, our cameraman, loves it.
Just to throw
I think,
him right
I
in
think
there.
Genuinely all he sees at the moment, which is so unhelpful by the way, is Italian brain rot.
It's so frustrating going to school with kids that like to just like, I'd be like walking through the corridor, and just like, tung, 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 so hot. And I'm just like, shut up.
I might have to get, wait, let me, it's time for a Dobby cam, I think. Tills, can you give your best renditions of some,
Oh, I don't know any of the other
some
ones.
Some Italian brain rots.
Go on, name them.
Oh, okay.
There's like Piccadilla Crocodillo or something like that.
Bombadillo Crocodillo.
Tra-la-la-la, tra-la-la. Yeah.
Assassino cappuccino.
Oh god, we have lost all integrity.
I'm
at
having
this
a
point.
Stroke.
You brought this up. This is your fault.
I know.
I'm basically the only one in the clear now.
What?
What is that?
It's something like that. I don't really know.
Oh my god.
Chimpanzini bananini.
Oh no. People do that one a lot. Do chimpanzini bananini.
Oh my god. I mean, okay. Well, thanks, Tommy.
The main two are chimpanzini bananini and tung 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 saho.
Yeah,
and
so
they're all just batshit AI creations, aren't they? Really.
Yeah. And you know what? As well, have you seen that like that chair is like dun dun dun, and they're like tapping their finger.
He knew exactly what it was.
Bam.
I
know that sound, but
have you seen the thing? Like a lot, it's mostly girls doing it, and they're like dun dun, and they're just like dun dun. I don't.
What relation does that have to?
Basically, someone did an AI thing of the. Is it the tung 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 saho? And it's like it's just like a tree stump or something, and it's just like it's wood finger just tapping, and then it's just like like that. It's so random. It's just so weird.
Yeah. I would like to say that I because. I've said this in a previous podcast, but like, because I work on social media a lot, all of my like algorithms and stuff are basically trained to either give me like trending content or don't get me wrong, my personal Instagram reels is a little bit messed up, but like otherwise everything else, like the Max and Harvey Instagram reels and the Max and Harvey TikTok and even my own TikTok are all just...
I'm not going to lie, the Max and Harvey TikTok is a little bit controlled by me.
Oh, is it?
A lot of DJ videos.
Yeah, and I do see like that. I do see that when I go in there. But like, it's just so funny because I've genuinely not ever, I don't think, stumbled across an Italian brain rot video on my own terms. It's either been sent to me, shown to me, or explained to me.
I haven't had one of the like full-on AI videos particularly, but yeah. I have seen other people doing it, because like the F1 account have done Italian brain rot posting and like various other, so I've seen stuff like that, and that's what makes me go, what the fuck is that? I mean, it must be a thing.
I don't think I've ever seen the actual full AI thing before, but I've heard the sound, and I've the reason I first saw it is because there was this, like, you know, on TikTok, the filter, and it like it's going through something, and there's a picture, and they had to say it. They had to say the name of it for it to go through. So there's a picture of like...
Oh, yeah. They had to get the right name of the Italian brain thing. I actually did see this. I don't know why I saw it, but...
That's how I saw it at first. So I've never actually seen like the full, like... I've heard the sound and I've seen the pictures, but...
I think Dobby knows the lore of all of these characters, how they were birthed, how they died.
Right, we've given him enough airtime with Italian brain rot. Let's not dive into the lore right now, because I'm sure there are people at home just gouging their eyes out, hoping that we move on.
Yeah.
Although you said that there are a lot of kids. Is there anyone older that talks about it in school, or is it all just younger?
I don't even know. I'm just going through the corridors like, shut up.
You tell people to shut up.
This is when I'm in the school corridors.
Cheeky headbutt.
This is what I do. I either, if there's like people walking so in front of me, I will just push them. I will like to not push them, but I will literally like go like that with my hand. Like, I can't do slow walkers. And then when we're going up the stairs,
that's actually brutal. Imagine we take her out to London. There's just an old lady in front of us.
I was literally about to say, imagine you did that in London. Yeah. You get clocked. Instantly.
What, by the old lady?
No, by someone like a person. Maybe you would.
So he's just walking hands out.
It's actually. Maybe,
and then when we're going, like when we're walking up the stairs, people will stop and I'll be like, don't stop on the stairs! And I walk past them.
Yeah, I like
and
that.
And then we
I
have
like
a one way system. So like if you're going up, you can't come down. If that makes sense. Like there's one side where you go up and on the other side you come down.
Yeah.
And if people go the wrong way, I go, wrong way! And I go, sometimes I go, you know, this is a one way system, yeah? This is the one way. That's the wrong way.
Yeah. No, it sounds like you're quite the diva at school.
No, but I just don't like... And it's not even like people can be like, oh, such a rule follower. It's not that. It's like, it's like I'm following the rules, so you have to as well.
Yeah, I agree with that. And I always used to be really bad for that when I was younger, actually, thinking about when I was maybe a bit younger than 14, because when I was 14, I was just a menace, so I didn't really care about anything. But when I was like 12, I was just the most... infuriating, like, rule follower. Like, I mean, mum's told us stories.
You were a bit like that. I'm not a rule follower.
Do you know what you should do then?
You literally just said you were. You
should. No, with those kind of things. Like, if they get to walk down the stairs the wrong way, like, it's just annoying.
But that's what I'm saying.
Then they take up the stairs.
If I was following a rule and someone else wasn't, that would piss me off. I wasn't like a rule follower where I would follow every rule. But if I was following a rule and someone else wasn't, that wound me up more.
I've got a fun game for you, for you being a non-rule follower. You just, what you do is bring in a load of flashbangs to school. And as you walk past classrooms,
everyone please just tune out.
You open the door, chuck in a flashbang, obviously call out grenade, and then shut the door, run.
Did you actually do that?
Where's he getting one?
I don't know what a flashbang is.
It's like a bomb that makes
you
everyone
sort of blind.
You
typically use them on dogs.
What? No, you don't.
Have you not seen the WikiHow?
Oh, okay.
I thought a flashbang was one of those things that you throw on the floor.
Oh, no, it's how to train your dog, and then it's flashbanging.
Yeah. I'm glad you cleared that up, because I thought we were going to have to go on some real cleaning service there to get you out of just telling people to flashbang dogs.
Don't flashbang your dog.
Don't do that. I mean, you can't get one anyway.
I tried it.
Yeah, no, he didn't. What were you saying?
I thought he meant it was one of those things, you know, and you throw it on the floor and it just makes a loud sound.
Oh, what are they called? Fun snaps.
Fun snaps, yeah.
Fun snaps.
Similar.
They died a death. I haven't even seen one of those in years. I mean, what? Those were so weird.
I think
a few people had them at my school, like last year or the year before.
It was like packaged gunpowder.
Yeah, it's the same concept, just a flashbang might like ruin your life.
Yeah. You're going to remember it, for
yeah.
sure.
Yeah, you don't forget being flashbanged, I don't think.
Yeah.
I never have been, to be fair. I'd actually like to be.
No, you wouldn't.
No, I would, genuinely. Of all things, like, don't get me wrong. Like,
That's like saying when people are unwell. Oh, like, when I get my driver's license, I'll run you over. Then someone's like, oh, I'd actually like to be run over. Like,
no, that's different though, because I don't wish death upon myself. I'm not that silly in terms of I don't want to be gunned down. I don't want someone to be flashbanged. Chuck a proper live grenade at me. However, flashbang, yes. Mild pain for not even sure how long. But
what's the past tense? Were you flash bung?
Bunged.
Why would you bother with it'd be flash banged? Oh, Why would you bother with the bung?
Yeah, flash bunged. Anyway, yeah, I would like to be flash bunged.
Jesus.
Well, but it's not happening in the past tense yet.
Yeah, facts. I'm just saying shit.
I'm going to move on because you guys are making me want to blow my brains out.
Summer's coming. We can make that happen, apparently.
Summer's coming round the corner. And I, the reason I wanted to bring that up was because me and Tilly were having quite a funny conversation outside of a Ben's Cookies the other day.
When did you go to a Ben's Cookies? Because Mum had one like the other evening and I was like, where did you get that?
It was sat in her car. She found it.
Yeah, and the reason why, I believe.
Wasn't that old.
Maybe, I can't remember, but we went to see Operation
Mincemeat
as the four of us. It was meant to be me and Tilly, but then Sarah...
I'm still mad about that.
Did we talk about it on the podcast?
No, you didn't bring it up.
So I went to Tilly and said, I want to go see Operation Mincemeat with you, like I do with everyone else. I take offense.
But what I will say,
Tills, is the reason I targeted you specifically is because we don't usually just go and do something, me and you, in the same way that none of us really do, just one-on-one hang out with each other. But I was like,
well, you guys do sometimes.
Yeah, because we have
on
to.
On accident.
But what my point was that I wanted to just hang out with you and do something, and I thought, there's an obvious thing that we can do. You haven't seen the show. I'd love to see it for the 14th time. Here's the plan. So I then went to our mum and said, right, when's Tilly free? Because she is the keeper of Tilly's schedule. And then mum, because in past I'd also mentioned to mum that I'd like to go and see it with her, because like I said, I'll try anyone, and if someone says yes, I'll go. And she was like, oh, I'm also free that day, when I cleared the day with her. And obviously in the moment I was kind of like, well, I can't just say she can't come, because that's really harsh, but like...
Yes, you can.
Well,
that's okay. What I said.
Yeah, but in the same way, it was kind of like I knew that I had also invited her, so it wasn't exactly
because
like...
the issue is, mum knows you very well.
Yeah.
And knows exactly how to play you into getting what she wants from that. Yeah, so you should realise that and have been like, no, mother, this offer was not for you. This was for me
that's
and Tilly.
That's what
I'm
Max
asking
is
for
good
information.
At. Anyway. Not only that, but this is what I mean. He's good at that stuff. You say, yeah, sure, come on then.
So Paul also caught wind. and he came on the trip as well. And we went to dinner in a really nice Italian restaurant, actually. I was quite impressed by the food there. And then mum was hankering for a sweet treat. And so we went on to Ben's Cookies. And Tilly also got some chocolate from Ladderac.
Yeah, and I got some for Max
Got some for Max as well.
Thanks.
Which I paid for.
Well done, thanks, Tills. Why didn't you get me chocolate? What the fuck?
Anyway, I asked if you wanted any, you said no.
Well, she did, actually.
You guys did get a free meal, to be fair. I was sat here doing fuck all.
But this is where my point comes up, actually, is because you did ask me if I wanted chocolate and I said no, and my point outside the Ben's Cookies,
we asked if you wanted a cookie,
also asked if I wanted a cookie, I also said no, because I have been on a bit of a, you know, gym experience for the last 2.5 years.
Are we getting back to summer?
Actually, 3 years. Yeah, that's why it was why I brought it up. So the last 3 years I've been going to the gym. I've been, you know, trying to really focus on it and actually make some half decent progression. Yeah.
Can't relate.
And now that summer's coming round, which is why I said it in the first place, I want to lose weight, but sometimes it's really hard to make that decision to not have something that you really like, especially, and I know this, you know, everyone's on their own journey, everyone's on their own path, people live life differently.
No, because what you said is, you said to me when we were outside of Ben's Cookies, you said something like, Oh, what did you say?
I can rehash it word for word if you'd like.
Yes.
I basically said, I want a Ben's cookie, but my body doesn't want it because I can visualize what that feels like to be in me.
He was like, he goes, my brain wants it, but my body doesn't.
Yeah. No, so just but this is what I'm saying. Is that
I can visualize a cookie.
When you have spent, if you've spent your life always watching your weight and always sort of like being careful what you eat, you will be good at that just because of practice. But I was fortunate when I was younger, I was just naturally skinnier. So actually I could almost eat whatever I wanted and see no consequences other than my skin. So like, obviously I'd have like skin flare-ups and stuff like that, because if I ate badly, then my skin punished me for it. You know, that's just the way it is. But because I was always skinnier when I was younger and didn't really eat that well anyway, I could then eat whatever I wanted because I didn't have to think about it. However, now I'm thinking about only putting good things into my body. And so I've had to figure out a way to visualize what a bad thing looks and feels like going into my body. So almost like this, I might sound insane, and this is not professional advice. I have just made a personal decision. Don't listen to me for professional advice. But I can picture, if I eat a cookie, that's going to get bigger, or like that's going to get bigger there. Do you know what I mean? Like I'm picturing it. So when I said to you, whatever it was, my body doesn't want it, that's kind of what I'm picturing, so that I can trick myself into not wanting things. Mm-hmm. What a privileged life.
But I do get your mental concept there. It is a little bit batshit, and yeah. I'm sort of just like, I mean, if you eat more than just work harder afterwards, like that's how my...
No, because that's not how it works. You can't just eat anything if you want to actually see good results.
I'm not saying just eat anything, because again, that's what I mean though.
I could eat a shitload of chicken and broccoli and rice and whatever else, and I'll be fine, sort of. I'll still be putting on a bit of weight, but it'll then turn into better things. Mm. But if I'm only eating cookies and crisps and, you know, unhealthy foods, then that's going to places that aren't as easy to just work off.
Mm-hmm.
Does that register?
Yeah.
Are you bored?
Yes.
How did she come into it? Because you said you were having a conversation.
Because I was talking to her about it, and she
was summer, and this is not about summer.
It's to do with the fact that summer's coming around. I want to lose weight. I want to try and look better.
We'll get that summer bod.
Yeah, summer bod. Sun's out, buns out, or whatever. That's maybe not what I was. Sun's out, guns out. Yep. That's what I meant to say, yep. But I didn't.
Yep. Well,
and I would like to apologize to the world
for that.
But anyway,
I'm not sure if I can accept your apology yet.
All right. Do you want like a fruit basket?
Keep going. Yeah. Send a fruit basket.
Do you know what typically happens over this period of time, Tills? A lot of things in different places in the country.
Eurovision.
That's one thing.
Eurovision is coming up.
So that is coming up. We can probably talk about that soon. Maybe next episode.
Yeah, we'll talk about it next episode.
But there's a lot of marathons going on. Yep. Looking right at the person that I had in mind. Obviously, our cameraman, he's getting a lot of airtime today. Sorry, Dob, but it is relevant. Dobby is running another marathon because he's an idiot. He's doing Edinburgh Marathon.
Gosh.
We're very, very proud of him. I mean idiot in the nicest... Like, obviously, it's a great thing to run a marathon, but my brain goes, why the fuck
is your fundraiser still
yourself?
Up? If you feel like donating to Dobby's fundraiser, on Instagram, he is Dobby I Am. Go and click some sort of link. Is it in your bio? Link in his bio. Go donate to it, because we're going to be watching him in Edinburgh.
I think I donated,
run the marathon.
Actually.
Did you donate?
I think
did
I did.
Did we donate?
I donated the minimum that you could donate.
I thought I did. Did I not? Maybe it was the last one. You know what I did? I donated to someone else's recently. That's why. Yeah.
I am going to donate closer to the time.
Yeah, I just want to see
where he's at, kind of thing, so I can help out.
I think I did this one.
Anyway, do you think you would
I would not be able to run a marathon. No.
Ever.
No, I can barely do the 800 meters at school.
Oh.
Was it last week that I talked about throwing up after a run?
Yeah, we can leave that there.
Yeah, you can.
I'll shut up.
Keep that to yourself. But why not? You're just not good at running? I literally just told you
I can barely do the 800 meters at school.
But what if you trained for it loads?
You look like you'd be a good runner.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
I am not made for running. And like, because I have two friends.
That's a lot.
That's fucking awesome.
Who are both like a bit taller than me. They've got like lovely long legs. Like they're both really gorgeous. Like I love them so much. And they're, but like they're built.
Sorry. No, you're absolutely right. I'm out of order. I'm so sorry. What were you saying?
They are like they're built for running.
I'll get away with that.
Shh.
I was talking to both of you.
Yeah.
You're rude as well. They do athletics on the weekend and they both do runs and they're really good at running.
Good
like
for them.
Especially my friend Francis, because I'm not in Yana's class, but I did the run with Francis and Jesus, she basically sprinted the whole thing.
She's
like
quick.
Her run was my, like she was like, oh, that was just me jogging. I was
what
like,
sports are you good at again?
Dance. I'm That's very good at it. It's a
I think you can. Okay.
Dance is
listen,
harder than football.
It's not a sport.
Okay,
dance
but,
is harder than
but,
football.
But it's not a sport, though. Would you say
it
synchronized
is.
Swimming is a sport?
Okay. Steelworks harder than dance. Doesn't make them a sport.
No.
Yeah, but
it's dances have more. What's it?
Stamina.
Dance have more stamina than footballers. I reckon.
I think you're going to piss off a lot of people.
I don't care. Dance is harder than football. Get the technique. Football technique is nothing. It's nothing.
It's
like, everyone has football technique. Like,
no, you should have seen me at West
seen
Ham.
This guy.
Yeah, but like, I feel like I've picked up football quite well from just doing classes at school. Like, there's a lot of my a lot of girls at my school that do football, and I feel like I'm not like worse than anything. I feel like I'm just about on their level. Mm. Obviously, I did grow up. Leo, especially during lockdown, would practically force me to play football with him because he had nothing else to do.
He was bored.
I'm about to say something potentially quite controversial.
Oh, okay. For fuck's sake.
So, Tills.
You just see a cut.
Just for reference, and I know that in every aspect there are different levels to this, but do you think that surely there's some reasoning in like which one is harder than the other based on how much footballers get paid on an average versus how much dancers get paid?
Yeah, because
dancers are some of the like least paid people.
But no. Would you not then argue that a dancer at the top? Oh no, because a dancer at the top of their field is just not getting the same as a footballer at the top of their field.
Never.
But dance isn't as respected as it should be because it's a men thing. Men created football, and that's why men get paid loads. They get paid so much, and it's just not as respected as it should be because of men.
No, can I? Okay,
little misinformed there, but that's okay.
So I agree to a certain extent, but also there is the argument to be made that actually, you know, football has so much money in it. Mm. That is the big thing. It is so watched worldwide. Whereas dance, there's no medium for which someone can just be paid
but the thing
just
is, there's
to
no
dance
offs. There's no like thing. Dance mums.
Yeah,
they got paid
big time.
Loads.
I mean, well, JoJo's doing all right.
Yeah, obviously, but I don't. I don't know how much those girls would have got for being on that show. They got loads of exposure, made their careers absolutely fine. But for being on the show itself, I think Abby Lee probably got a lot of money. I don't know if the girls got paid. They would have been paid, but they wouldn't have been paid that much. Trust me. But it's what I want to say is it's all down to how entertaining of a concept. Sorry, let me rephrase. How entertaining the concept is for a widespread audience. Because obviously football has managed to get in, you know, not everyone on the planet, but it is the biggest sport in the world. And yes, it is a very male-dominated sport. Yes, there are loads of female teams as well, which are actually doing phenomenally. And must I say, the national teams, women-wise, fantastic to watch. However, there is still a lot of progress that they need to make to get to the same level as men, if you get what I'm saying.
It's a tricky one because it does suck that...
Okay, no, it doesn't matter how much they get paid because, like, at the end of the day, I have done both dance and football. Dance is harder.
Okay.
I'm telling you. There are so many different styles of dance. Football is one thing. The same rules.
I agree. Like, there's so much technical stuff to
every
dance.
Every time you watch a different football match, are there different rules?
The issue I give
answer
you,
my question.
No, there's not different rules.
Exactly.
Answer a question.
But hang on.
There's
hang
always
on.
Different styles.
Hang on, though.
I do jazz, I do tap, I do ballet.
When you dance, yes, you're competing against other people, but what the other people are doing doesn't affect how you perform.
In
however,
a group dance,
with
it does.
With football, what the other team is doing directly impacts, and that's where the entertainment comes from, because it's different every time.
But if there's a group that's better than you, then it does. Because if a football team is better than another football team, they're obviously going to win.
Yeah, and then the team that's losing, that's the hardest shit ever for them, because they are trying their best to win, and they just can't because the team's better than them. With dance, you are, you know, doing what you can within yourself. Yes, you may be being, like, marked by someone or whatever, but what someone else does in their dance doesn't impact what you do in your dance. So that's the massive difference, is you're actually against a load of people directly versus just being against people in a competition.
That doesn't
overall.
Make it harder
it
at
does,
all.
Though.
No,
it does.
No, it doesn't. I'm telling you now, I'm, as a fact, okay, so what do? You play football, yes?
Yeah.
You used to do dance and you stopped doing dance. Why is that?
When did I do dance?
You guys used to do a bit of dance.
Not
you
really.
Did. Yes, you did.
No, we didn't.
Yes, you did.
No, we didn't.
You did.
We did like one dance class in LA once.
And why didn't you do any more?
Because we're not good at it.
Because it's too hard.
It's not hard. If I wanted to be good at dance, I could dedicate myself to it and I actually could
if
be good at
dance. If I wanted
to
be good at football, I could dedicate myself
which
to it and be
fine.
Good at football.
I'm not taking that away from you. That's not the point I'm trying to make. I'm arguing which one's harder.
Dance.
I've experienced both. But you've not experienced football at a high enough level. I've actually played against ex-pros and semi-pros. They're fucking ridiculous. Like, and I would never want to properly play against those people because they're so good at what they do. Whereas with dance, it's always at different levels and you get to compete against. It's skill-based matchmaking. That's all it is.
I think this is the longest I've ever not spoken
on
the podcast.
We're not talking about competitive dance. I'm not talking about competitive dance. I'm talking about dance lessons, dance exams, picking up.
Yeah.
Dance exams are difficult. I would like to see you do it tap for like probably under a year and go into a dance exam.
Okay, but then the argument is like how easy is it to get into a dance academy versus a football academy? Because like, you know, there's and it's all, you know, sort of supply and demand of people. Football academies are ridiculously popular, you know, in young boys, they all want to play for their favorite teams and whatnot. They want to go to them. For girls, yeah, there's probably some dance academies, but there's not enough, you know, what do I even want to say here? There's not enough gain overall for people to like aspire to be, you know, an insane dancer because you just can't.
Can I? Okay,
there's so many more people that are going to stick to dance that stick to football. I'm telling you that now because I know people in my, like even people in my school who like in year seven, they started and they wanted to be like a footballer. All they wanted to do is football. And now all that, like they only really play at lunch with their friends. Like they don't do it after school. Like some people quit their clubs. I know people who have done dance since they were like three and they're still doing it and they still want to do it. I've known people who are older than me and they've done dance since a young age and they're still doing it and they still want to do it. And things like musical theatre, that takes dance.
In an ideal world, the people that are in the top of their field, whatever that field might be, get paid the highest.
Mm-hmm.
But we're not in an ideal world. We're in a world where, like Max said, demand is everything and you can't, you know, and I'm not saying you are doing this, but you can't blame a footballer for a dancer not getting paid enough.
I'm not.
But that's where the argument does come from sometimes a little bit.
Like, this is going to be a bit weird for me. Before you carry on, I would like to say I'm a little bit annoyed at myself because I would have actually loved to have had a bit more thought. I did not know we were going to talk about this today. I would have liked to have put more thought into this and have come across more eloquently than I have. For anything that I've said, I apologize if I like misspoke.
Take with a pinch of salt. But no, like, exactly. I don't think you said anything out of line.
Yeah, I like this is something I'm, you know, reasonably well versed on. I just wasn't expecting it. So, you know, sorry, but carry on, Tills.
Tills brought the heat.
Well, yeah. You know, when like, say for a backup dancer or something, you don't know how much they get paid per job. It depends who they're backup dancing for.
I know they don't get paid much. I don't
know
exactly.
Are you the backup dancers?
I know plenty of people that have danced for the biggest celebs in the world. I know a lot of them. They have all said, and you can watch interviews of people, you just general friendship groups that we're in, it's a common known thing that backup dancers do not get paid enough. But they do it because they love it, which is absolutely fair enough. And a lot of the time, those bigger jobs will get them other stuff. But at the end of the day, it is one of those things where it's like you're doing what you love, so you kind of got to accept it.
And you can look at it two ways as well, because being a dancer in some ways could be far more fulfilling than being a footballer, because don't get me wrong, footballers love what they do, they live for the sport, it's all they're good at. But also, other than the game changing every time because it's a different game, it could, to some footballers, get a bit boring because it is sort of the same thing over and over again. For a dancer, they could quite literally be changing their job every 3 to 6 months. And it's scary because there's a big risk there as well, as there is with football. But also, being a dancer, there is value in the fact that some of them get to travel the world doing what they do. Some of them get to see different venues, different types of shows, different whatever it is, and have a more widespread career because of it. So there is always value in more than just the money side of it. And there's also value in how hard you've worked to get to that point. But footballers at the top of their game have absolutely worked their asses off to get there, as have dancers at the top of their game. I just think you're right. It is shit. And, you know, if there was a way to change it and make it more fair, of course someone would. But in the same way that, you know, the theatre industry doesn't complain at football or this, that or the other when the theatre industry isn't doing as well, everything just relies on the consumer. The person that's watching or the person that wants it. And
I want to make sure it's known I was never on the side of football's like harder than dance. I never wanted to make that point. That wasn't it. It was based on what demand is higher and why people get paid more for that demand.
To add to this as well, just because we know a little bit about them just from having worked with them in the past, like Diversity as a really good example. For anyone who doesn't know, they're a dance group in the they sort of originated in the UK. I'm sure they are a little bit more widespread than that now, but they regularly tour their show to thousands of people, and all it is, it's dance. That's not true because it's like a massive theatrical production, but it is dance. There's not really any singing, there's not really live music, although they did do that one time. But my point being is that the sole focus is dance, and to tour a dance show, unless it's like Strictly Come Dancing or Dancing with the Stars where it's already got attention from an audience, is actually really, really hard to do. So the fact that there are people doing it means there are people at the top of their game, and I'm sure the Diversity guys are doing all right when it comes to, you know, being some of the only people that can actually tour a dance show like that. But at the same time, it does show that clearly there's not as much demand for it, which is a shame, but that's just the world. That's like, it's tough. And if you want to spend the rest of your life petitioning and campaigning for why people should care more about dance, I'm sure people would listen. And I'm sure people would get behind it in the same way that people had to petition and campaign for why Formula One was exciting. Don't get me wrong, Formula One already had a big audience, but right now it's never been bigger because Drive to Survive came along on Netflix and everyone cared about it. Everyone was watching it. It got dramatized. It got redesigned for people to care about it. I know that might sound like I'm going a little bit off on a tangent now, but it does make sense.
Yeah, no, I'm completely with you. Anything else you want to say?
Dance is a sport. That's
what. Oh yeah, that's where we got a lot of dance.
Dance is a sport.
It is.
No, it's not.
My God. Okay.
Absolutely. Can you search it up, Harv?
No, to be
what
fair,
you want me to type into Google? Fair, is dance a sport?
I was winding you up. I'm actually aware that dance is technically a sport. It
well,
is,
because
it
was literally in the Olympics.
One. Yeah. But it's just the problem, and you know what doesn't work for my meat brain is there's no like, and that's what the point I was making. There's no head-to-head competition. There's no impact from another team to change how another, like the other team plays kind of thing, which is why I don't see it as much of a sport. But there are a lot of things that are similar
again,
to that.
The same thing as like saying synchronized swimming.
Yeah, so it does say, yes, dance can be considered a sport, particularly when it involves competition and rigorous physical demands.
Mm.
So there is argument for it being a sport. It's just, again, like how much of a sport is it? Because sometimes
a sport is a sport.
Sometimes it's not necessarily a sport. Sometimes it's an art form
or a
performance.
When you say to someone, what sport do you do? And they say dance. And then people say, oh, dance isn't a sport. It's like the worst thing ever. Because then when you go up to someone like someone else and you're like, oh, what sport do you do? And they're like football. And they're like, oh, nice.
Mm.
Like, that's crazy because, in my opinion, dance is a better sport.
Yeah, but that's the thing.
It looks nicer.
Guys,
it's cooler,
especially,
it's harder
and
to
some
do.
Girls are always going to be a bit annoying about it, because they are, especially a lot of people are maybe insecure, or maybe just want to feel better about the thing that they do. So if they do football, or if they play basketball or whatever, and then you go, oh yeah, my sport's dance, they're going to shoot you down for it, because mm-hmm. it's an easy target. It just is.
I think a good thing to overall note is that you are more than welcome to your opinion every yeah. single time. And whatever you feel is right for you, you can, you know, say. What you can't do is push that on other people. Because if they don't agree, that's it. They don't agree. And if it's not something that's like life-changing, like dance versus football, you've just got to accept that. Because that's how that person feels. The same way you feel about dance, the other person feels about football being harder or being a sport, kind of thing. So yeah, that was interesting.
That was very interesting, and I did not expect to go on for that long about it, but thank you to you two for letting me just sit and watch for like 10 minutes. That was incredibly exciting. We're going to do a comment shout out, because every week we do a shout out to someone who's left a comment. It could be anything. It could just be something that you liked about the episode, or a question that you have. We usually try and pick one per episode, so please feel free to leave a comment on this episode if you want it to be you. But this week's is from Melissa Curley 5159, who says, so I'm kind of nervous, I really want to go to the live show, but I'm going to have to go on my own because no one else I know likes this. Which is interesting, because first of all, if you're watching this now, the second show has gone out, and fingers crossed it's sold out. So hopefully that's not even something we have to worry about. But if you are worried about going to the show on your own, first of all, can I say, our fans are some of the loveliest people ever. Everyone makes friends.
Make some friends.
Everyone is brilliant. So if you're worried about being on your own, I know it's scary, but... Or rather, let me say it this way. If you are with people and you see someone who you think might be on their own or might just need a friend or whatever, please reach out to them. Please extend an invite, or even maybe try and reach out to people that you see that have fan accounts or whatever and say, hey, I saw that you're going to the live show. I'd love to meet up and hang out, or whatever it is. Make friends, talk to people. Everyone's a community. We encourage that, and we are also always going to make sure that everyone feels included where possible. So don't be scared if you are coming on your own. Obviously, if you are under 14 and you're coming on your own, you need to be with an adult supervised.
Yeah.
But I'm sure for most people that won't be an issue. But yeah, thank you so much for your comment. And if you guys want a shout out in the next episode, then make sure you leave a comment on this one. Now, before we go, Release Me came out last week.
It did.
Exciting stuff. Thanks for listening, everyone.
Release Me. So good, what you think?
So please go stream that if you haven't already. It would mean a massive amount to Max and I, and Tilly is just, you know, here. Thanks for that. And yeah, the live podcast, we're so excited about it. Can't wait for that to come out. And was there anything else that we needed to cover?
There was, and I remembered it, and then I forgot it. You wanted to talk about something at the end of this.
Maybe I wrote it down.
You're
absolutely right. Okay. We were talking about maybe setting up a members thing.
That's it.
For the podcast. That's we it. Don't know whether or not
Did
we want to do it yet.
No,
I knew it. So basically, it would mean we'll create loads of bonus content from the podcast. It'll also mean
you get a thing next to your name.
You get stickers next to your name so that it shows that you're a member. We'll prioritize replying to your comments and all that sort of stuff. And in future, if there's any live shows or anything like that, we'll give you priority access if we can. To the ticket sale and all that sort of stuff. So we haven't decided on it yet because we don't know if you guys would want it. But if you do want it, let us know in the comments. We'll read through them. If people go, nah, I don't think I'd buy that, then maybe we won't do it. But if it's something you guys are interested in, then we will. Thank you so much for watching this episode of 14 again. I've been Harvey, that's been Max, and that over there has been Tilly. Make sure you subscribe and like the podcast.
Do you ever breathe when you say this?
No, I don't. I actually black out. I don't even know what's happening
Little
right now.
Does,
you can have 5 seconds to decide if you're going to watch that episode right there.
And breathe.